Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Hello, hello, and happy Friday to everybody. It's Adrienne Stratton, one of your co-hosts, and I am joined this evening by my wonderful friend and co-host, Michael Espinoza. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Adrienne. Nice to meet you. Nice to see you.
Yeah.
And hello, Lawrence.
Yes, and Lawrence Birch. Oh. Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Thank you. How about yourself this evening?
I'm fair to Midland. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Well, here we are. It's always so exciting. And, you know, a couple things that I wanted to get out of the way before we get started. Of course, tonight we have, you know, quite a topic, you know, the full moon / super blue moon and how did you feel about it. And we're going to do readings and we're going to have some discussions. So I'm certainly hoping that people will listen in and call in. So there's that. A couple of the other things that I wanted to certainly make mention of, you know, always the legal department wants us to acknowledge the fact that while we are very professional, educated, well-trained professionals, the information that we present, if you are listening and you have got legal issues, you've got medical issues or psychiatric issues, please consult a professional in those areas. We appreciate that. And so that being said, I also wanted to make mention of the fact that we are actively trying to grow our listenership and would truly appreciate it if you tell your friends about the show. If you will follow us, please, and like us. We're on all of the major platforms, and we appreciate your support. So, anyway, Michael, I'll start with you, and I was wondering if you could do a couple of things and tell our wonderful listeners how to reach you. What's the best way to contact you if people want to know more about your services? So that's one thing. And then the other is, do you have any upcoming events? And so, Lawrence, you're going to get the same questions here in just a minute.
What? Okay. I'll prepare.
Okay.
So to reach me, you can go to michaeljespinoza.com and you can schedule a reading or healing with me or both. With me on the website, there's also, you can schedule a free consultation. So that's the easiest way. My phone number is 562-457-0457. And also the email program has been fixed. And so now I am getting emails again. So I know for a while there it was broken and I was not receiving emails, which is so annoying. but it has since been repaired and is now sending me emails. We just had to feed it a little something so it would comply. And then, yes, the event that you and I have coming up, Adrian, is I think a week from tomorrow, September 9th.
Yes.
And we are doing mediumship readings together in a group, and we would love for you to join us. It's going to be an intimate group, and I am super excited to read alongside my friend here, Adrian, and we're going to do mediumship readings. It's September 9th, 1 to 3 p.m. Doors open at 12:30. Come early and get your seat. And if you want to purchase tickets for that, you can go to my website at michaeljespinoza.com, go to the events page, and look on click on September 9th, and there will be a link there to bring you to the Eventbrite page to purchase a ticket. So we'd love to have you. There's still seats available. Please join us. I'm looking forward to that.
Me too. Me too. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
Lawrence, how about you? How can people get in touch with you and learn more about all of the services that you offer?
I'm so glad you asked. Well, you can call or text 541-344-7534 is the number to connect with His Greatness, as I'm calling myself now that it's my birthday month. Or you can email me if you'd rather use a more sedate method of contact. My email is givingtree@earthlink.net. And if you're still connected to the big contender, Mr. Zuckerberg's Facebook page, you can seek me out there. I have a page for my herbal business, Giving Tree Farm Herb Company, and my website is givingtreefarm.com. So there you have it.
Wonderful.
How about you?
Hey, thank you so much. But by the way, mm-hmm. do you have any mm-hmm. upcoming events, Lawrence, right now? Or
my birthday? I hope you're getting the presents that I asked for.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Yes,
yeah.
Well, we will have to plan something quite special for you. When is your birthday exactly?
Absolutely. Yeah, I have a list at Fredericks of Hollywood, so that's probably the easiest way to go and find something to show you care. My birthday should be a national holiday, but it isn't yet. It's the 14th, actually. So.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Okay. Very good. Very good.
Yeah. I'm going to be 39 again, in case you're wondering.
Okay. I was wondering. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's great. Yeah. So in my contact information, one of the very best ways to learn more about the things that I do is to go to my website, which is ravenmessages.com, and you'll find a lot of information about upcoming events, current interviews, past interviews, reference to the Orange County, the OC Heart Space Holistic Fair. Michael and I both participate in, and that's always a great time. So there's information about that. And my phone number is area code 714-376-7289. So there's that. And Michael, I'm looking forward to that upcoming event next Saturday. That's going to be great. So I wanted to, try to spend some time thinking about, a topic that most everybody could relate to for this particular show. And before I do that, I wanted to do something a little bit different. I think we've got some pretty special people listening in this evening, some friends of mine, some people that Michael and Lawrence may know. And so I just wanted to give a shout out to them and say hello to both Janet Wood, Janet Whitener. I want to say hello to Ginger and Katie, if you're listening, Debbie, if you're listening. And thank you for your support. By the way, we do have some wonderful speakers that are coming up. And Janet Wood talks about Feng Shui, and she'll be joining us shortly. And Janet Whitener is a channel. She channels Arrow. And both people are just absolutely wonderful in all the things, the healing work, the energy work that they provide. So please stay tuned. Okay. Anyway, we had this fascinating, huge, remarkable, beautiful, mystical moon in our skies the other night, and I sure hope everybody saw it. Did you see it, Michael? Did you see it, Lawrence?
Yes, I did. You couldn't miss it. Huge. It was beautiful. Yeah.
It was.
What about you,
it
Mr.
Was.
Lawrence?
Well,
think he does, like, dances out outside. Don't you still do that? Dances under the moon?
Well, you know, my YouTube channel for that got banned for some reason, so I'm just doing it privately now. But, yeah, I try to. That evening happened to coincide with a bit of a rainstorm, so I didn't get to see it. But I did see it the day before and the day after, and it was still pretty big even then, so that was cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, the moon is truly quite special, and, you know, people have been looking at it, been curious about it, praying to it, doing all kinds of rituals. All kinds of mystics have been involved with the moon. And this has been going on since probably, you know, the time that history was first recorded, and probably way before then as well. And we know that there are, you know, many different phases actually to the moon. But instead of, like, trying to get into, like, all seven or eight of the different phases, unless, of course, you, Michael, or Lawrence would like to jump in, you know, certainly please do. I wanted to, you know, just talk for just a moment about the new moon as well as the full moon. And the new moon is related really to new beginnings. It's related to a time of setting intentions and really, like, you know, being able to move forward. Where when we take a look at the full moon, which is what we just experienced, it's closely associated with completion. It's a completion of a cycle. And so it's also that in not only celebrating a completion of a cycle, but it's a marvelous time to, like, be able to release, you know, the whatever negative, hurtful, harmful energies that you might have been experiencing over the past weeks or months, it's the time to let it go. And, you know, as I was doing a little bit of research regarding the moon, one of the things that I was quite curious about, and please, gentlemen, if you have anything that you want to add about this, but I found it to be quite curious, was that there was there's actually been controversy about whether the moon is feminine or masculine. And I didn't really know that. I mean, I had heard that somewhere. I had heard that in very ancient times, the moon was looked at to be masculine and the sun feminine. And yet, at some point in time, apparently it changed. And where Hindus, Germans, and Arabic cultures at one time really, really believed that the moon was male energetically, it did change. It shifted. And so the moon is now associated with the divine feminine, emotions, intuition, subconscious, and instinct. And I was wondering, have either one of you ever either thought about that or heard anything about that, even from a historical standpoint, that you wanted to add?
I don't really have much to add, except that, yeah, in my research I've come across different, I guess you could say, gender assignations for celestial bodies. I think it depends on what the culture ascribes as feminine or masculine or other, you know, types of qualities. I've seen at least a few former cultures say that, you know, there's both, like there's a male and a female side to the moon and the sun. So it just goes to show you how fluid those concepts really are.
Yeah. Well, it's very interesting, really, and you know, the moon certainly has spiritual connections, spiritual meanings, and that was certainly one of the reasons why I thought, you know, for our show and for our callers who are always interested in learning more or experiencing more regarding spirituality, it might be of interest. The spiritual connection typically, you know, like I said, if indeed thinking about the female, the moon being feminine, you know, intuition and emotions. Some of the other things that were highlighted, is wisdom, birth, death, and actually reincarnation. And I'll talk about that in a few minutes. So what made this such a special event? And by the way, we're not going to experience it again until the year 2037. So I definitely wanted to get out there and take a look at it. But at any rate, you know, so the moon was closer to Earth than usual. So that was certainly one of the big things. And a blue moon means that it's the second full moon in a month. So we really, 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 you know, got to experience the power of it all. I also wanted to talk a little bit about some of the other things about full moons. I know for myself, having worked in behavioral health care for a long time, there's always a lot of controversy about mood swings, about how the moon affects moods, how it affects, just all kinds of things. In fact, the kinds of things that have been studied, you know, are not only moods, how the full moon affects moods. It's always thought that crime is actually higher during a full moon, and that emergency room visits and even suicides were higher during a full moon. So there's been like a lot of studies on that stuff, and a lot of people from, you know, the scientific field studied all of that. And certainly while we do know that there is great power in the gravitational pull of the moon and it affects various things, the studies that they did regarding mood swings, the crime, emergency room visits and suicides, they were not able, from what I read anyhow, that the studies were inconclusive. So, you know, and that's kind of how science is sometimes, you know. So I just kind of thought that was interesting. Inconclusive. Although most people will certainly...
I'd like to add
yeah.
something here. A long time ago, I used to work at a doctor's office, and it was connected to a hospital. Here in Los Angeles, it's called White Memorial Hospital. It's a Seventh-day Adventist hospital. And we were near the emergency room, and when full moons occurred, it was quite busier. There was there were a lot of ambulances coming through and patients just walking in. So it was interesting to see. 'Cause I didn't believe it. I didn't subscribe to that much, but after seeing that, being near the entrance, it was like, wow, it's a full moon today. And people were a little crazier on those days, too. So
yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things that some of the studies did say was that because the gravitational pull is so powerful, it interrupts sleep pattern. And this is something that a wide variety of the population can experience, and that sleep deprivation can trigger lots of different things. And if people are bipolar, this one study said, if people are bipolar, it can actually trigger a manic phase or manic episode, which I thought was quite interesting. I had never heard that before. And then certainly those people that are very sensitive to energy, and empaths, psychics, as I said, you know, they experience a sleep deprivation or sleep difficulty. And that has a lot to do with the energy, actually, of the full moon being heightened during that time. And, you know, if the energy has been heightened, it's certainly going to affect how one might feel, how they may act, and how they react to others. So there's a lot, you know, a whole lot to be said. I know at different times I like to get out. I like to look at the moon. I like to, you know, be outdoors and take part in that energy. And there are other times that it's like, no, I just want to stay inside. It's like, I'm not really feeling the energy, you know, as being so welcoming. But anyhow, I'm hoping that, you know, that our listeners are, you know, taking all of this in and, you know, and that you give us a call here. I want to just bring up one other thing. You know, the other wonderful thing about the moon is that people have written songs. People have painted the moon. The moon has been, you know, books written about it, plays, you know, William Shakespeare had various quotes about the moon, and many, many different people throughout history and poets, and so it's all been very lovely. I came across this one little thing that I liked from the Encyclopedia Britannica. It said, in the history of the moon, it's and in ancient Greek sects, thought the moon was the home of the dead. And early Hindus believed that the souls of the dead returned to the moon to wait for rebirth. I just thought, you know, that's interesting. I've never heard that before. But, you know, it's no small wonder that we have a real spiritual connection to the moon and a real special feel for it. So I just wanted to, you know, talk about that for a second and see what my co-hosts were thinking before we look at taking a call or two. So, Michael, any other thoughts on the moon or any of this information?
That's the first time I've ever heard about souls returning to the moon. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, first time I heard that.
Yeah.
I used to drive a taxi cab back in the day, and all of us, if we had a shift when there was a full moon, we'd always agree that that's when our customers and just people in general, because I drove overnight, so I'd see a lot of, let's just call them interesting human behaviors, they would get more intense and outrageous whenever there was a full moon. We'd always have something, you know, something to deal with out of the ordinary than any other day or night when there wasn't a full moon. So, you know, maybe it's confirmation bias, but I'll catch myself now, you know, seeing something ridiculous going on, and then I'll realize, oh, yeah, it's a full moon today. So I'm sure that's part of the influence.
Yeah. Oh, I think so. I definitely think so. It's funny because I'll do the same thing. It's like, oh, well, wait a minute. The moon's full. Yeah, that's right. So,
yeah,
I get it. I sure do. Okay. Well, quick question for both of you, either one of you. Do you become aware of your psychic energy being any more, do you feel any more open spiritually during a full moon? Do you feel like your intuition is increased at all?
I don't find that to be the case for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're all.
Mm-hmm.
I do sometimes notice that my dreams seem to be more vivid, and now there's not any consistent pattern to it, but sometimes I'll have more lucid dreams when there's a full moon. So, you know, that may be operating in some way.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I find off and on, you know, a little bit more tuned in. And I've certainly have been having some interesting dreams myself over the last week or so. So anyhow, kind of interesting. Shall we take a look at the switchboard? And so we have several callers lined up here. So let's see here. Our first caller, that would be from area code 561. So hello, area code 561. Who am I speaking to and where are you calling from?
Stacy, Florida. Just want to know, you know, what you see, you know, I guess it's the blue moon, full moon, and just want to know if any relationship coming in, love, romance.
Well, would you mind, I'm so sorry, but do you mind telling me again, what was your first name?
Stacy.
Stacy?
Yes.
Thank you, Stacy. Okay. All right. Stacy from Florida. So you're wondering about relationships. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and whether or not any of the team is aware or can see or sense anybody coming in to your life. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for calling. And let me ask you a quick question just before we jump in. Have you noticed, did the full moon affect you at all?
Yeah, because it's like I haven't really paid attention to having a social life. It was mostly just work, come home, and I guess that's odd that I thought of that. So that's how everything is, like, different.
Hmm. All right. Well, Stacey, let me see. Let's see if Michael has tuned in and or Lawrence and see what we've got for you.
Hi, Stacey. This is Michael. And I'm getting towards the end of the year. I'm seeing something in November or December.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's good because that's in time for the holidays.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so I think it's coming at the end of the year, but I'm also getting that you need to make an effort to really get yourself out there. And it's not so much about going on apps, but it's really participating in groups and getting together with a group of people and just really putting yourself out there. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Yes, because it's like, because I haven't, like, I don't do the apps or anything, I guess. Because I don't know. I just think, I don't know. I haven't done the app. You know, I tried Match years ago, and I guess I don't know. I guess it was okay, but it was just, I guess I kind of didn't want to do it anymore because it's like when I would say to a guy, thank you for, you know, responding to my ad, because, you know, the guy, I like the guy to message me first. So then he was like, which one are you? Like, in other words, I wasn't the only one that they messaged, you know. And then there was one time I was waiting in Starbucks for like an hour, you know, and then the guy didn't show up. And then days later, he said, oh, he forgot, you know, he was out. And I'm like, you know,
oh,
he's like, would I want to go out
rude.
Again? And I said, no, I'm not into games. I'm a little bit too old for this. And,
yeah.
it's, you know, and then
yeah.
I just, that's why I'm turned off, because I just
yeah.
thought.
Well,
yeah.
right. And you,
yeah.
you don't have to go on the apps by mm-hmm. any means. You don't have to do any of the websites. But you need to get your energy. How do we say it? Start putting it in alignment with wanting to meet somebody. So maybe you go to Meetup and you look for groups that do activities. Mm-hmm. So hiking or biking or I don't know. You know, there's a lot of type of different groups. So try to do something because, you know, we have to also let the universe know, okay, I'm ready to participate in this as well. And so I will do my part and get myself out there. And the universe will help you and find somebody, and it will do its part. But if we're going to sit on the couch
I'll go to
and
the
watch
beach,
Hallmark
you know,
movies.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like I'll go out to the beach or I'll go – you know, outdoors and eat something, you know, I'll go myself because
mm-hmm.
I don't really have, you know, many friends that live around here. And
right.
I did, but, you know, once they have boyfriends, you don't really, it's not the
right.
same thing. I guess it's different when you hit
right.
40 and above, you know.
Yeah.
But,
right.
yeah,
but this
exactly.
is why they're also suggesting to you that it's important that you get yourself connected to a group where there's other people. So you're meeting other people, you're doing things you like. And and that's great that you're putting yourself out there and going to a restaurant and doing stuff like that. That's
mm-hmm.
good. But also connect to a group of people, okay?
That makes sense. Because you know, it's just summer. Every day it rained for days here where I am, and it was raining, and then we had a heat wave, and now we have a heat wave. We didn't get hit by a hurricane, but it was, like, too hot to even go out on the weekends anywhere because it's like,
yeah
you have to go to work, but you stay in the AC because you don't,
Right.
you want to limit your time outdoors or going anywhere because
right.
it was like, mm-hmm. forget it, the heat index was 105 to 115.
Yeah.
Yeah,
gotcha.
That's why
well,
I'm like,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, Stacey, I just wanted to jump in real quick before we finish up here and just tell you that I agree with what Michael said and take advantage of, you know, the holiday season that's coming up. I feel like there's going to be some invitations for you to go to parties and, you know, say yes. Say yes, even if you're not so sure, you know, but say yes. And what you're doing really is, you know, saying yes to the universe. So please go ahead and keep in touch with us. So, okay. All right. Well, thank you, Stacey, and let's go ahead and move on to another caller. And looks like we've got area code 646 next. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello? Hello? Okay, hello. All right. Well, maybe you will call back and we'll move on and try the very next caller here.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good, good. Thank God. Hanging in there. I'm good, thank God.
Well, that's good. Now, I recognize your voice.
Yes,
but I can't
Catherine?
Remember. I can't, Catherine.
Yeah.
And Catherine, where are you calling from? Back east, I know.
Yes, New York.
New York, there we go. There we go. Good to hear your voice. So tell me, before we do too much more here, I just got to ask you, did you get to see the full moon, and did you feel it?
Yesterday I saw it. Yes, and I did feel it.
Mm-hmm. Catherine, yes. Can you turn off? Do you have a speaker in the back? You might want to shut that.
Is that better?
Off.
Maybe my phone volume was up too high. Is that better?
There we go. I think so.
Okay.
I think
oh,
so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Great. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So tell us, did you feel the full moon?
I am a Cancer, and yes, I think I am very susceptible to it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been feeling like overcharged, but with nothing to do, like too much energy, but I couldn't channel it into anything really. And also last night, like my eyes were wide open like saucers, like I couldn't fall asleep until like 4:30 or 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. Well, that's you're in good company. You're definitely in good
mm-hmm.
company. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. Yeah. So how can we help you?
I was wondering, I have a work project. It starts with the letter F, and I was wondering if you see me getting funding for it or if I should do it like on a shoestring budget. Anything you pick up around it, I appreciate it.
Let's see here. I see if I can jump in here for just a moment, and then I definitely want to give Michael and Lawrence a chance to respond. So I know that this project is near and dear to you, and I'm certainly feeling like there will be funding for it. And I do believe that it's definitely going to be successful. So I'm also getting that.
Yeah.
And have you been meeting with any investors lately?
Not as of yet, no, because I have been caught up in another project before this that had nothing to do with it. So this is like a fresh new page for me. So I kind of just wrapped up one project, so this is something different. So no, I haven't met with any investors or anything yet. I was just starting to put a business plan together today for it, you know, outline it a little better for people to, you know,
mm-hmm.
have a more tangible
mm-hmm.
idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
a pitch deck, I guess you'd say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I do see you having a meeting. I see you sitting at a conference table. And I know that you are professional in your presentation. And with this particular presentation, you know, you want to go the extra mile with it. And so your professionalism is going to speak volumes, and you may have there may be a need to enlist the assistance of some other people that can aid you or assist in, I'm getting kind of like a digital or, a digital component or aspect to this presentation. So, so that will, I feel like, add some zip to it. A little extra razzle dazzle to it. But I feel like your presentations will be important and successful as well. So it may take two or three meetings, two or three groups of investors. But I do feel and do believe that you will find one. So, I feel good about it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Laura? Yeah, no, because I was just thinking of doing a GoFundMe. Excuse me. A GoFundMe. But maybe investors is the way to go more.
Mm-hmm.
Direct.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting anyway.
Thank you.
Lawrence, or you're welcome. Lawrence, do you have anything?
I might. So this is a project that you're just working on yourself, or is it something you're cooperating with other people with, or?
No, so far it's just me.
Uh-huh.
I will get other people involved, though. Yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So is this a project that is something you've kind of come up with on your own, or is it something you're doing on behalf of others, or what's the nature of it?
It's a short film. I could tell you. It's a short film. Maybe I'll do it to feature eventually, but right now even I would just like to have it as a short kind of put out there. Maybe extend it in the future, maybe put it in film festivals and see people's reaction, once it's done, of course.
Have you started filming at all? It's still in the planning stage.
I just finished one project up at the end of June, so I've just been, seeing which way to go with things. I have another project that I'm doing with another friend, so that took up a bit of my time. So now I'm just, getting around to this, and I'd like to, see if I can get. I'm in New York, so soon it's going to be cold, so we can't do, and there is, an outdoor scene, so I don't want people to be freezing. So I'm thinking maybe, get some filming.
Right.
While I still can.
Have you looked at getting a grant from different sources? There's a lot
That's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
I mean, there's a lot of organizations and festivals and even, filmmakers themselves who've created funds for people like yourself who are, up and coming and getting ready to, launch a project like you're talking about, and you just have to go online and apply. And I would think if you see the merit enough to really want to make it happen and produce it, that there are going to be people who will agree with you and will want to help you create something, especially now when there's not a lot happening except in the independent sphere because everybody's on strike. So there's people putting
right.
So that's right. What I would do. Yeah, just go to some you know, clearinghouse is basically it lists all the different places you can apply and, you know, pick a dozen that seem the most compatible and
thank you.
Sure.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff, Laura.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
And hi. One thing I wanted to add was I kept feeling a lot of female energy in your project. And, of course, you know, it comes from you. But also I felt like without you saying, you know, it was a film, it felt like you need to look for females to help you with this project. So I would try to, I don't know, have you ever thought of that?
I mean, the protagonist is a female. So acting-wise, yes, but you're saying for, like, producers and things like that?
Producers, investors, yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
That's the energy that I kept getting. So you might want to look into doing something like that.
Thank you.
Well, Michael, don't you know a personal friend of Cher's? Don't you do readings for her? Maybe you could put in a good word.
I'll
try, and we'll see what Cher has to say.
People say I look like her.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. People say I look. I either get Cher or Amy Winehouse.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Pretty good comparison.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
Yeah. Catherine, thank you so much for calling in. It's always good to hear your voice. And please, you know, keep us posted.
I will. Thank you. Thank you all so much. And, yes, and happy, happy weekend and many blessings and lots of love. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see. We take some more calls. We've got hello, area code 5856. Who am I speaking to and where are you calling from?
Rosemary from New Jersey.
Oh, Rosemary, how are you
right.
doing?
I'm not much. A little crazy with scheduling for work, so busy with working.
Okay. Well, you know, that's not too bad. So let me ask you, Rosemary, did you get a chance to see the full moon? And did you feel it?
Not really, because I got home late from work, so too crazy and trying to catch up. And well, I feel the difference, so.
All right. Have you been sleeping okay?
Not really.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know that was one of the things that. We were talking about earlier in the show, you know, is that a lot of times people's sleep patterns are disrupted, you know, for during the full moon. So, you know, here's the other thing, and I forgot to mention this, that the average person will feel, you know, the effects of the full moon, whether it be negative or positive, for approximately a week. So you feel it a few days before the full moon and then a few days after the full moon. So it's kind of a little process. So anyhow, Rosemary, how can we help you this evening?
I've been doing a lot of trying to do some things what I needed to do and nothing's going like my way. It's only one thing is going my way so far. So that's why I was calling about the full moon and all that happy stuff.
Yeah.
Like you said, a couple days ago I was all right, and now I'm not feeling too good today or the other day.
Aww.
So.
Aww. Yeah. Well, I got a question for you. You know, what have you been doing? I know you're working hard, but what have you been doing to, like, take care of yourself lately?
Not much. Just doing my hair and my nails, and that's about it when I can.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. You know, that's good. That's always good. Are you getting, so your sleep is not that great. Well, let me ask you this. What about your diet? Are you eating good foods, or you eating too many sweets or high carbs, or what are you doing?
Nothing much. I don't
nothing
eat nothing.
Hard,
my schedule is pretty crazy for a week. Yep. I can't even cook for myself. So, too crazy during the week.
Yeah. Do you, and you don't really need to answer this, because I know, sometimes it is a little bit on the more personal side, but do you get in to see a doctor periodically for, checkups and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Good. Yeah. And one other thought that I had for you, let me see if my co-hosts have anything to chime in. But, I've always been a pretty big believer in some of the self-help books, and learning how to, change our thinking so that we're thinking more positive stuff. Do you read at all?
No, like I said, I don't have that much time. By the time I get home and try to eat something and try to wind down, it's a little crazy.
Yeah. Well, I get it. I sure get it. Michael, do you have anything that you can add? Looks like we're getting ready to come to a close on our time, but
the only thing I can add here, Rose Maria, is the universe always conspires to help us, always. But we have to take the lead on that. The universe and our guides, our spiritual guides or angels, don't just kind of swoop in and take over our lives. And they will help you, but you have to lead the group to help you. And so, even just start writing down some things that you want to happen in your life, like who is the ideal Rose Maria? Like, you can start there. You know, how much money does she make? What kind of relationship? Where do you live? What kind of car? All that type of stuff. What type of friends? Your job? How much money you make? Because if we're just kind of being passive in this, the universe is not going to take over and tell us what to do. We have to tell them. So start somewhere. And, you can do that. That's just get a journal and just start writing some stuff down on where you want it to go. And then you start talking to your guides and ask them to help you with where you want your life to go. Okay?
All right, cool.
Yeah, I think that's great, Michael. Yeah. Journaling. Rosemary, check in with us, okay, and let us know if you were able to, start journaling and and give us an update on how things are going and if you're getting any more rest and if you're doing any better with being able to have healthy diet, okay?
Okay, cool. Appreciate it.
All right, good. Yeah, thanks for calling in. Always good to hear from you. All right, well, wonderful. So, you know, I can't believe that it's 7 o'clock already out here. Yeah, so that's like, you know, the end of another show, the end of another episode. And I had great fun tonight. I'd like to ask my co-hosts and friends if they could share real quick, how do we get in touch with you, Lawrence? How do we get in touch with you? How do people find you and book a session?
Well, they just need to follow the breadcrumbs I put in the forest till they get to my gingerbread house. But don't eat anything on my gingerbread house, or you'll go into my marinara sauce. What happened? No, you can just call 541-344-7534. My email is givingtree@earthlink.net. Facebook is Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and my website is Giving Tree Farm Herbs. How about you, Michael?
You can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com. You can schedule a reading, a healing, or both there. You can also schedule a free consultation, or you can send me an email at michael@michaeljespinoza.com, or call me or text at 562-457-0457. How about you, Adrian? How can people get a hold of you and schedule something with you?
Yeah, thank you for that, Michael and Lawrence. Look me up on my website, which is ravenmessages.com, and my phone number is area code 714-376-7289. I do telephone sessions, Zoom calls, and, of course, if you're out here in California, I see people in person as well. So, well, wonderful show. Michael, Lawrence, either one of you want to close this out?
I think Michael could have the honors. He's looking dapper. He's pointing to me. Well, I'd just like to thank my lovely co-host, two of the most charming, intellectually stimulating, and emotionally mature people I know. I'm blessed to get to enjoy their company every week as we pilot you through all the many amazing journeys we do here on the Psychic Funhouse. So we hope you'll follow us and never miss a show. And we have a lot of shows in the archive now, dozens and dozens, so you can listen to those anytime and glean the knowledge, share it with a friend. So remember, we're here every week, 6 to 7 Pacific Standard Time, so come back and see us again. We always like hearing from our callers. And, of course, much thanks to the spirits for everything they do.
Nice. Okay. Well, lovely. All right, then. I guess that's a wrap, as they say. So we'll see you next week. All right. Okay, good night. Good night, all.
Good night, everybody. Have a great week.